You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Four magazines. A Boy's Life. Cosmo. I mean, what?
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Did you guys see this? Twitchy had a bunch of tweets on this. I did see this before Twitchy had it, and I thought it was Babylon Bee, and I don't know why. I didn't realize it was a Daily Beast piece. The Daily Beast said, riot leader had fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set at home, says FBI. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It goes farther than that because they're claiming he...
No, has, I know, I know. I'm going to just let that because I want people to go, what? Yeah, he had... They said he had a fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set at home. And I know, I know. They go into, gosh, this is so crazy. How many people have Lego sets too, by the way? It's a Daily Beast, but it's also a smoking gun piece. They said full FBI seized Lego set from this leader, fully constructed. Guys, he had a fully constructed United States Capitol building set in his home. Robert Morse, 27. They're saying that he was directing fellow rioters. And he was wearing, I guess he was kind of one of the Gravy SEAL folks. I don't know. He was wearing tactical gear, etc. Tactical, right? Tactical is kind of like affliction in terms of fashion, isn't it? I'm meant to take no prisoners with me today. It is though, right?
Yeah.
And don't, I'm not to leave out the ladies, it's kind of the male fashion equivalent of thinking that Forever 21 is literal, the store, right? So they said that they've arrested him. By the way, all the progressives out there saying, when are there going to be arrests for this? They've arrested more and investigated more of these people than they ever have any of the people that were actually killing folks at riots and all of that all across the United States all last summer. So he's been in jail since his arrest, and some of this stuff, honestly, I am not a conspiracy theorist. Let me just say this outright. But if I was going to be, I might start with some of the stuff that they found here. I'm just saying. So let me read this piece to you. First off, they're like, he had a Lego set. Can you believe it? A Capitol Lego set. And then it said that investigators also seized items, a don't tread on me flag, military fatigues, a military utility bag. They said that they recovered the Lego set and they found a notebook in his car that, quote, contained writings that included step by step to create hometown militia, the militia to-do list, steps like ambush, battle drills, and reminder to, quote, bring assault rifle and four magazines. I'm calling shenanigans right now. Yeah. Calling shenanigans. You know, when Facebook was like, have you been exposed to extremist content? Yes, I have been. Facebook. I've been exposed to Facebook. Is somebody trying to radicalize you? Yes. Yes, Facebook is. Facebook's trying to radicalize me. No one who knows anything about guns is going to ever use the legal fiction assault rifle or assault weapon. No one also is going to write it down on a list.
Well, I'm going to go out and see what am I going to do. I'm going to go and create a hometown militia. I'm going to put ambush, battle drills, bring assault rifle, four mag.
I watched the live action version of Death Note last night, which was awful except for Willem Dafoe as Ryuk. And the dude in that was dumber than the original guy in the manga. And this guy's dumber than all of them. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. No one in their right. First off, if somebody's going to be shady about something, they're not going to write it in a notebook and put it in their car. I actually, and this is my personal opinion, I think that I'm calling shenanigans on this because it's so stupid. It's so dumb. No one's going to. Let's see, here's my handy dandy Blue's Clues notebook. I'm going to, let's see, how to create a militia. Bring assault rifle.
Check.
Yeah, check. Nobody writes that. First off, they didn't bring anything. There was no one armed there. And secondly, No one who knows anything about guns is going to use that legal fiction, and they're not going to write it down. Are we supposed to believe? I mean, what Fusion Center wrote this? Are we supposed to believe that this is real?
He could have been talking about Time Magazine, like People Magazine, Sports Illustrated Magazine, those four magazines he may have wanted to bring.
Four magazines. A Boy's Life, Cosmo. I mean, what? I do think that that is... I just don't... I'm having a hard time with that one, y'all. Like, Ambush, the to-do list. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Wait, let me pull up the PDF of the... Oh my gosh, this is even dumber than I thought. So it's on a graphing paper notebook. And it's dumb looking. Ambush, literally on there. Patrol base. Bring assault rifle. Oh my gosh. No one... This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Battle drills. Who thinks that we're... I'm not buying this. I'm sorry. And it really takes a lot for me to say... it takes a lot. Because I am anti-conspiracy... I'm not anti-conspiracy theorist, but I'm just not into... Except for Bigfoot and aliens. Ancient aliens, particularly. Don't. But you know what I mean? This. I'm just calling shenanigans on this, man.
Yeah, this is tough to believe.
The list is even bigger to me than the Lego set that they took.
He essentially has like a Minecraft version of the Capitol.
Dude, this is a guy who sits on it. I ain't knocking Legos, except when I do. But he sits on. He put together a Lego set. This is just all too convenient. It's like somebody sat around. The dumbest people in deep state sat around a boardroom. All right, how are we going to... Let's frame this guy. Yes, let's do this. Let's put a Lego set of the Capitol building to show that he does have a fondness for America's history and landmarks, but also that it kind of suggests a blueprint. Yes, that sounds great, Stan. Yes, Joe, that's wonderful. Let's also create a notebook, right? And let's write down some things that somebody of his like might do. Yeah, let's write step by step. It doesn't even show that this guy was actually working in conjunction with anybody else. I want to make fun of this for the rest of the show. Does everyone have their handy dandy extremist notebook? My gosh, I can't deal with this. These people, but they're milking it though. But Biden put out a statement that the six month anniversary of the insurrection. I watched a guy whose pants were barely covering his butt trying to get himself over a concrete wall. And it was like watching a kitten just born trying to move around. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. He couldn't heft himself up over. But that's the insurrection? Really? Meanwhile, Russia's like, ransomware, 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 attack, attack, attack. And we have Marxism everywhere, churches, schools, workplaces. But no, we got to watch out for the gravy seals who write things in a notebook that they leave conveniently in the car for the FBI to find. Things like bring assault rifle. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
All right, so, gosh, I have a million things in front of me. Oh, okay, so, I have a million headlines here. It's going to be more than five. Let's see how many we can get. The Haiti president, what happened to this guy? I'm not going to believe two of my family members who said, here's a picture of him with Bill Clinton. I mean, I also love a good conspiracy theory, but dude, Haiti's president was killed, like in his home. He called for calm and declared a state of emergency nationwide. But there's been a lot of violence, coups, political instability, gang violence, and so he was killed overnight, found dead in his home. That's good heavens. I mean, it's getting a little. Elon Musk is reportedly living in a tiny house worth, actually, it's $59,000. It's a prefab little tiny house from, and I'm assuming I'm saying this correctly, the Boxable. They spell it like very millennial. Yeah, it's not like what you think it would be. It's not Boxable. But he says, my primary home is literally a $50,000-something house in Boca Chica, the Starbase. That's where what he rents for SpaceX here in Texas. It's at one of those little tiny prefab houses. And I mean, it's actually kind of cute. I mean, if you're by yourself or if you have one person living with you and you don't mind living in close quarters, I do, that's an adorable option. It'd be great, you know, like as an in-law quarters or something. All right. Or for, you know, the college kid who, you know, put it on your property for the college kid. Matthew McConaughey says America is going through puberty and I'm going to try to be really nice right now, knowing that I'm in a mood. And if I'm wearing all black or all white shirts, rarely do I get through the day without spilling something all over myself, which I just did a little bit ago. So I'm trying to really be nice here. But, you know, he's flirting with the idea of running for governor. And he says he's trying to walk this line of being kind of in the middle, but he's not really in the middle. He says America's going through puberty. And you heard Trump announce a little earlier that he's suing Twitter and Facebook in this class action suit. The complaint is arguing, as we were discussing, that Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, etc., that they are behaving as agents of the state and conspiring with the government to suppress speech. And so that's the twist that they're going to try to use, I think, to get around the private companies can do what they want. So this is going to be a very interesting case to watch, I think. And watch, we will do that. Russia's Cozy Bear breached GOP as ransomware attack hit, apparently. Cozy Bear, what a very Friday night at Freddy's kind of thing, right? Russian government hackers breached the computer systems of the RNC last week. The RNC says nothing of value was taken or nothing they're concerned about. But this group has been tied to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. They were previously accused of breaching the DNC in 2016. DNC wouldn't comply with a forensic investigation. Interesting. Stick with us. We got a lot in store. So I put up a purposely provocative tweet. Sometimes I like to do that. And I said, look, and I'm going to explain to you before you immediately have a knee-jerk reaction. I'm going to explain to you the thinking on this. My tweet was that I think this whole situation with Sha'Carri Richardson, and she's going to miss the Olympics. Her name wasn't included in the roster released by U.S. Track and Field. She's the 4x100 meter relay. Her mother, she's not a drug user. I mean, you know, et cetera. Her mother had passed away and it was unexpected. She's quite young, Sha'Carri Richardson. And it was in the days after she said that she messed up and she smoked a joint and it was very close to her testing. And that's what got her suspended. I do think that we need to have grace for people. And she lost her. I know everyone's like, rules are rules are rules. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Okay. I'll get to that in a moment. I do think she was in because she's incredibly healthy. She has a great work ethic. She works hard and she messed up. Now, as for the rules are rules thing, I think there is an illogical double standard. I had tweeted that it was an illogical double standard that is stupid and sexist. Here's why I said it's sexist. How is Laurel Hubbard okay, but Sha'Carri Richardson isn't? Laurel Hubbard, coming from New Zealand, a male who only not even 3 years ago was competing as a male, decided to up and switch, going to be competing as a female, knocked other females out of the Olympic roster for the country, took their place to go and compete. You can sit here and talk about suppressing testosterone, you're not going to suppress it to the level, especially this late in the game. He's 40-something years old. You're not going to suppress it to the level that's going to be equivalent of people like Shakari Richardson. Plus, he's already gone through puberty and lived over half his life as a man. The muscle fibers, the wider set hips, the bone density, all of this stuff. The muscle mass, he already has an advantage that other women have been penalized for having naturally. I'll explain. There have been a number of women that have actually been removed from Olympic contention because they naturally had high testosterone levels as women. This is a thing. And so there was one woman, for instance, Caster Semenya. And this was just in 2019. The world's highest court had ruled that that gold medalist, she's a gold medalist, she has unusually high testosterone, she has to take medication to actually reduce it. There are some women who do this. And they were arguing because they were trying to kick her off the Olympic team. She's 28 years old. She's from South Africa. She is somewhat masculine looking, but she's a female. And she, legit. And she is 800 meter two-time champ. And they were trying to kick her out because of her level of testosterone that she had naturally. Now, if she was a man identifying as a woman, she'd be accepted. It'd be fine. But she's a woman who has this naturally. She's not the only one. You know, I have actually more than a handful of these examples. A runner from India, same issue. Two other runners, a number of other different disciplines of sport. And the point for these women is it was missed. And I don't say this to be derogatory at all. You hear the phrase, you know, freak of nature, right? One of the reasons why athletes, these, you know, whether it's, you know, Major League Baseball, NBA, football, one of the reasons why they're so successful is because they are ridiculously physically blessed. This is kind of, it's, what is the, what was the cartoon? The Incredibles. Where the son, and he was really talented, and they were always trying to tell him to hold it back, and the villain was upset because he felt that there was an unequal distribution of physical prowess. He didn't like that they were supers and he wasn't. And he wanted to make take their powers away and make everyone regular. Because he says, if everyone's special, no one is. There's a reason why, I mean, when you look at the way that, you know, some of the swimmers are built, Michael Phelps, I mean, he is built to be a swimmer. I did 17 years of ballet, and there was a girl that actually dropped out at one point because she wanted to pursue gymnastics, and she was double jointed, and she was built. Everyone said that she was the classic gymnast build, and she was, you know, perfectly formed for gymnastics, and she went very far. And no one could touch her. She was like, she ruled the state of Missouri. She was so good. She was built for that. She was able to do things that other people weren't. So that's why I said that it's sexist, because if Laurel Hubbard, a male, he's being allowed in without penalty, yet women, actual born female athletes that just have high testosterone levels, they're not doping, they're not doing any of that stuff, they have been penalized and kicked aside. You tell me how that's not sexist. There were some people out there who wanted to be knee-jerk and missed the entire nuance of that discussion. That is the point of it. And so they're kicking her off. She's dominant in this. How are you going to say that that's a... And she wasn't taking no performance-enhancing drugs and marijuana. I am not one of those, let's legalize pot. I actually am more concerned about firearms. I don't think the government should tell you what you can consume, but I'm not going to go out there and carry a capital L flag, you know? I just got other priorities. But it's not a performance-enhancing drug. If anything, it's the opposite. But for this, to do this to her, yes, she knew the rules. She also had a parent who passed away. And she was going through it. You can't say the same thing of Laurel Hubbard. It's just been unequal. It has not been applied the same. And it's another case of progressive patriarchal ideology. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
And I actually just lost my... There we go. I was like, I just lost my rundown. Where did it go? All right. So a Florida man was flown to a hospital after a gator attack in Southwest Florida. Yet they say serious injuries caused by alligators are rare in Florida.
Rare?
Like, define rare. I mean, it's Sarasota Memorial Hospital. The guy got treatment for his injuries. 39-year-old man, he was wading in the water of a large pond. Stop that. Stop it. If you see a puddle, I don't care if it's only as big as your hand, there's a gator in it. It's a gator. Just wait. It was this large, it was a large pond, and a gator straight up came and bit the man's left leg. So he was flown by chopper to the hospital, and they contracted a nuisance alligator trapper. They got the gator. They put him in a different location because he's too sassy to stay in that pond. Good heavens. It's, you know, it's their house. So I'll have to tell you tomorrow about the guy who's suing over an invisible sculpture because he said it was his idea first. I'm not kidding you. It's a real story. Stay with me.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.